barley and straw. On the dining room wall, above the dining table, opposite the fire, a painting. Under it, I sat a child then, at the dining room table, wondered why Nana chose it, a yellow-hued French landscape of gleaners on fields, a millet's print. The dining table stirs memories I savour, my favourite Nana's mashed potatoes in their baked jackets with bacon and cheese, love and kindness in her every breath. I would leave the table, run over to the window seat, lift up the lid, find trained my ankles. Family tales were told in that room, but one, the deepest, without words, the room spoke. On winter days, the fire blazing, I would run my eyes over the mantelpiece, pause at two medals the same, one touching the other, no fingers allowed to touch, not knowing then the story, the wounding of my Nana's heart, her two beloved brothers fallen. The medals burst from the hubris of kings, death on Gallipoli's earth, unforgiving ridges and gullies, death on the Somme, on French fields where gleaners once worked barley and straw. No remains came home, one brother's body never found, only memories left. Family photos show handsome brothers tall, young men in their prime, their sister beloved close by. Each year on Anzac dawn, her deepest wounds rubbed raw. Their names etched on her heart, each day was a memorial day. And now I glimpse her lifelong grief, hidden deep amidst her loving hugs, listening ear and wise sweet words. I glean from the dining room a sister's grief from wounded history, whose love for her brothers, never shaken, lived on. Yet when I look at her brothers' faces, I see my Nana's fresh hopes, birthed and cherished four sons' faces. War awaits them. War's birth assaults this mother's heart. School days pass till her sons, young men, approach their prime. Heard the call, be warriors at war. Her hopes so cruelly pierced. Oh, how she travailed for her sons at the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, a sister bereft of brothers by war.